How does bias get built into facial recognition algorithms? Garbage in, garbage out. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. In facial recognition and AI development, computers are trained on massive sets of data, millions of pictures gathered from all over the web. There are only a few publicly available data sets, and lots of organizations use them. And they are problematic. Vinay Prabhu is chief scientist at the startup Unify ID. He and Abeba Burhani at University College Dublin published a paper recently examining these academic data sets. Most of the pictures are gathered without consent. People can be identified in them. There are racist and pornographic images and text. And even the idea of labeling someone a lawyer or a woman or a criminal based on appearance? Well, ultimately, the researchers said maybe it's not the data that's the problem. Maybe it's the whole field. Here's Vinay Prabhu.
The community has a historical prior of pursuing problems which are ethically dubious. A huge number of papers are published on ethnicity classification and, you know, generating human faces and basically ranking people's faces as to how attractive it is. I mean, is there really a need to be solving these problems in the first place? Like, what exactly it is that you're trying to automate? Ask yourself, what is your technology eventually going to result in? Like, how is it going to result in terms of like shifting of the power in the society? The computer vision community has a deeply entrenched historical track record of basically, you know, increasing the wrath of power on the minoritized groups. And if you're looking at the flagship applications, there are very few things that have ushered in a paradigm shift in the way that, you know, disenfranchised people have now felt enfranchised.
Right. I mean, it sounds to me like what you're saying is don't just design a better image-based data set. The idea that you need an image-based data set and that technology should be built on top of that data is itself flawed and will always be flawed?
You hit the nail on the head. Women of color have done tremendous work, but then every time they try to do something good, you know, the tech boys or the tech bros will invariably attack them as social justice warriors who are bringing in their cancel culture into academia, whereas we need to be more pragmatic. We need to be more science-oriented. We need to be oblivious to all of these politics is what their excuse is.
There are conversations about banning facial recognition technology that's being developed in these ways. Is this a problem for regulation to solve?
Regulations are certainly required, but if you pass a legislation, it's pretty easy to discover a loophole. I think one of the Silicon Valley cliches that have kind of milked for a long time is, hey, if you don't allow us to loot the data from the public, China is doing the same thing, Russia is doing the same thing, their AI will basically be superior to ours. So these legislations, I think, will for the most part put a small roadblock, but I am very confident of the ability of, you know, the powers to be to kind of find loopholes and to kind of, you know, harness solutions that will allow them to still stay within the legal realm.
Vinay Prabhu is chief scientist at Unify ID. MIT operates one of the public data sets he and Burhani examined. In response to their research, the school took it offline for good. And now for some related links. We have a link to Burhani and Prabhu's research paper over at marketplacetech.org. And let me tell you that for a research paper about computer vision, data sets, and algorithmic development, it reads a little like philosophy. The paper notes that the researchers only examined publicly available and well-known data sets where the source of most of the images is also relatively known, Flickr, say, or Google image search. But, say the writers, quote, current work that has sprung out of secretive data sets such as Clearview AI points to a deeply worrying and insidious threat not only to vulnerable groups, but also to the very meaning of privacy as we know it. A reminder that the MIT database that was taken offline included about 80 million images. Google trains machine learning algorithms on a fairly secretive dataset called the JFT300M dataset, which has a reported 375 million images that came from somewhere. By comparison, Clearview AI has scraped more than 3 billion images off the internet and is using them to train facial recognition algorithm technologies to sell to law enforcement, and we have no idea what's in there. I also included a link to a piece in The Atlantic from July 5th with the headline, Defund Facial Recognition. And here's what else we're watching in tech. In not entirely surprising news, the results of an independent audit of Facebook by civil rights researchers found that the platform and the policies of the company are not good for civil rights. The auditors found that the speech issues on Facebook and its other properties are significant, and its refusal to police political speech and misinformation has serious real-world impact and could end up affecting the November election. In related news, Facebook announced that the oversight board that it announced in 2018 to supposedly provide some oversight over content decisions made inside the company not only won't have anything to do with misinformation that could affect the election, it won't actually be formed, most likely, until after the election. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.